This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of year is Junior Gallette going to have? Will he be a stud? Will he be a dud? We did this earlier this offseason during training camp with Josh Doctson. We'll do it with the other oft-injured important player on the other side of the ball. By the way, we are confirmed and good to go. A 6 p.m. start time on Tuesday, September 5th at Roadside Grill in Arlington.
Same as last year.
For our fantasy football draft.
Nice.
So how about that? We are all lined up and good to go.
Love those guys.
You're going to be hearing from us. By the way, those of you that are waiting to hear from us for the quiz on whether or not you're going to get into the league, we're going to call some of you today. We'll call some of you tomorrow after the show. Basically, I think the best way to do it, don't you? We call, we ask them the 10 questions. We'll keep score, jot down how many points they get, bang out a handful of those, knock out the rest as we have to tomorrow if we can't get them done today.
Right.
And then we'll get people on the line at 12:45, tell them if they're in or out. Work?
Works for me.
Seems pretty easy, right? We're done. Hands washed. As of tomorrow, we know who's in the league.
We've done it.
Create the league, which I haven't done yet. I'll create it. We'll have it ready to go, ready to draft next Tuesday. By the way, great bit going on behind the scenes right now, where there's a guy that's been like spamming Tom and Dar, who I actually like, who's one of our good listeners, about getting in. And so Tom just completely threw Dar under the bus.
Well, no, it's not a bit. It's not a bit. What you're doing is throwing me under the bus. Right. I really want Dominique to be in the league.
I do.
And I do think that he at least deserves to be in the competition that we're going to do.
I'd like him to be in the competition.
And he seems like he really wants to be in it based off of the amount of tweets. Dar is using that as a punishment,
right,
where he doesn't because he's tweeted too much. So I just casually said, hey, send Dar your email address. We're going to get you in.
Yeah. Thom is telling him, I'm going to get you in, and basically just throwing him over to Dar, and Dar is just swatting him away like Mutombo at the rim.
So it's basically like, hey, the reason you're not in isn't me. I'm Thom. I'm doing everything I can for you. There
100%.
Is one person who's at fault here.
But just so Dominique knows, Thom is Team Dominique. Dar is the one who's not feeling good about throwing Dominique into the mix.
Just so Dominique knows, we had a 15-minute window for people to call in and plead their case, and he didn't do it.
Somebody's got to be the bad guy.
Dar makes a good point.
Someone's got to be the bad guy.
You know what?
We had full phone lines for, 15 minutes.
It's well said by Danny, though, because a lot of times celebrities will surround themselves with people that are going to be the yes and the no man. And the no man has to be the bad guy.
So I opened for Dustin Diamond years ago. This is going somewhere, I promise. And he's awful and he's the worst and I hated everything about the whole weekend. But he came up, he's like, hi, I'm Dustin, nice to meet you. And like he was all friendly, whatever. And then 2 minutes later, after he leaves the room, his manager came in and was like, yeah, you guys can't be in the green room. You can't do jokes about this, that, and the other thing. And it was like, wait a minute, whose rules are those? Well, they're Dustin's rules, but he pays a manager to come in and be a jerk to you. In our case, this is Dustin Diamond's manager right here. This is Brendan. We got to be the nice guys. We're the public face of this thing. Behind the scenes, Dar's got to be a bit of a jerk about it.
Thom playing good cop.
It's not a character. It's not a gimmick. Dar is just being a jerk about it.
That's my point. Is that's what he's got. We have to have that. If it's up to me, because as soon as someone calls, like, hey, I like you, Danny, I'm like, oh, get him in the league then, because he's
right.
A friend. But, like, someone's got to be a jerk.
It's definitely hard when someone says something nice to you.
Hey, Danny, you
not
look great. Thanks. Get him in the league. Your Lou Holtz was funny. Thanks. He should be in with two teams. You know what I mean? Like, I can't.
Junior Gallette, stud or dud? That's the question. Definitions of stud and dud, we gave these last time. Stud is that the end of the year, you admit that it was a great thing they held on to Junior Gallette.
Yeah.
At the end of the year, you're really excited about his future and you're willing to pay him and keep him around. At the end of the year, you think a lot more highly of and you like him a lot more than you did at the beginning of the year.
Asset, not someone that you're ready to replace.
Correct. Dud for Junior Gallette would mean what's happened the last 2 years. Either he's not healthy, he's out on the field, you don't notice a difference, he's not particularly impactful, he doesn't make them that much better. Stud or dud season, 800-636-1067. You got to pick one or the other for Junior Gallette.
I got a dud, and it's reluctant. Because I think the skill set, the physicality, the thing that he can do is really valuable. I just can't believe he's going to be healthy. And again, he's still not. We're just waiting on something different this time. I know it's not in a Chili's, and that's good that it's something that's more minor, but you certainly you cross a point from he got injured to injury prone. We are past injury prone. We're now the injury prone's at like mile marker two. We're like 30 miles down towards Manio at this point, down in the, if you know your Outer Banks geography. He's injury prone. I can't believe he makes it through a 16-game season without something happening. The skill set, I think, play the nose plays. I just don't think he can.
I think it's going to be a stud season for him.
I hope you're right. God, I hope you're right.
Now, he's not going to be a Pro Bowler. He's not going to get 8 or 9 sacks. I think he could absolutely have 6, 6.5 sacks, though. And I think he's going to.
What an asset that would be.
I think he's going to play somewhere around, let's say, 14, 15 games. You know, I think he's going to get through this season. He will stay healthy. He will be the C version of what he was in New Orleans when he had 22 sacks over 2 years. He's athletic enough. He's not great dropping and covering, but he can help against the run a little bit. I think he can play some physical football, helping to set the edge. Junior Gallette is going to, at the end of this year, be way more highly regarded moving forward than he is right now. Right now, it's a lot of hope and what if he's good and talking and deciding about his potential, and the hype is not authentic in any way. But there aren't that many people who really genuinely believe this guy's going to be a stud for this team this season. I think if he's healthy, which is the one thing that he can't control that I can't speak to at all, he will be the second most consistent pass rusher on the team other than Ryan Kerrigan.
So break me down your prognostications, your predictions here for sack totals. For the sake of argument.
Yeah. I already said. I mean, I think 6, 6.5.
For everybody. So if Kerrigan gets...
Kerrigan gets 11.
His 11.
I'll say Junior Gallette gets 6.5.
Okay.
Preston Smith gets 5. Ryan Anderson gets 4.5. That's kind of how I think about the outside linebackers.
Yep. So last year, for sake of argument, where the Redskins were actually, quote, middle of the pack in terms of sacks, but we all know it wasn't adequate. The terms of consistent pass rush, it wasn't there. Kerrigan, 11. Murphy, 9. Preston Smith, 4.5. Chris Baker, 3.5. So you've kind of got splitting the Murphy-Smith, that 13.5 between the two of them. Those basically get split between Ryan Anderson and Junior Gallette for you?
Basically, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. I don't think anyone has as many as Murphy had. His get divvied up. I think Anderson, Gallette, both are huge pluses that weren't here. And Preston Smith is a little bit better than he was last year. Not a ton. But I think what's going to happen is they'll use him more in the dirt. And I think his sack total will rise when he's moved around. Because he's just not an edge rusher coming around the corner trying to go one-on-one with a tackle. By the way, watching Darnell go back and forth is hilarious. He just tweeted, "I don't want to be the bad guy. You have to understand that. It's just part of the job. I'm sorry."
Oh, man.
After Dominique tweets him and says that his job makes it very hard so he can't call.
Oh,
and that
boy.
He's been tweeting.
I just feel so guilty.
Oh, Dar.
Someone's
got
to be the bad guy.
Dar is just, he's playing bad cop.
Make way for the bad guy.
Without Dar, this league doesn't happen. I mean, we need someone in our corner. Craig in Manassas. Craig, how's
Craig.
It going? By the way, the defending champion of the league. What's
hey, Dar
up,
is a bad guy, guys. But so I'm going to have to say Gallette. Before Trent Murphy got hurt, I was going to say he was a dud because he just wasn't going to see that much of him and wasn't going to be able to prove himself. But now he's going to be a stud. My prediction for him would probably be about 7.5 sacks.
Oh, man, would I love that.
He's got him a little higher than I do even.
I would
stud
love
or dud season for Junior Gallette. What's his sack total going to be? Those are the questions on Grant and Danny. 106.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.